Regional accents aren't the only thing Hollywood's struggling with these days. What's much more serious, actually troubling, is that of the 20 actors and actresses nominated for Academy Awards, all of the nominees, all of them are white. 20 out of 20 for the second year in a row. Jada Pinkett Smith and Spike Lee are among the more visible people boycotting this year's ceremony on that account. But there's been an interesting range of takes from African Americans in show business. The actor Wendell Pierce has had roles in dozens of movies, including Selma. But he's best known for his great work on television. He played Detective Bunk on The Wire for several years, and the trombonist Antoine Batiste on Tremé for several more. Wendell Pierce, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So, let's start at the start. Who is responsible for the nominations?
Well, the Academy is a exclusive group that is responsible for it. You have to be invited to join.
Right.
And so you have, you know, 90% white Academy with 70% being male and, you know, average age of 63.
Yeah. You know. Yeah. And you have not been invited, right? You are not one of the 1,100 Academy acting branch voters.
No, in my 30 years as a professional actor and producer, I've not been invited. Being nominated gets you in, but if you don't nominate us.
Right. This nomination shutout of non-white actors the last couple of years is sort of amazing, and especially just this year, thinking of, well, Michael B. Jordan and Creed, really? No nomination there? What are the reasons?
I think part of the reasons is, you know, that demographic, I don't think they watch the films. And the films that they're interested in and their own personal taste is what's reflected in it.
So at least as far as the Academy goes, they are responding to the outrage and announced these changes a few weeks ago, trying to expand and diversify their membership. Is that the way to solve the problem? A way to solve the problem?
I think it is, because it's inclusion. It levels and evens the playing field, so then we can all argue about who was snubbed and who wasn't snubbed.
Yeah.
If you sat there and said, listen, I saw Straight Outta Compton and I saw The Danish Girl,
right,
and I'm sorry, The Danish Girl just spoke to me. You know, when we get to that point, yeah, I'll be happy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now, the other part of the problem is the fact that we have no people of color who can greenlight a film at a studio.
Right.
Not one. So they are not even greenlighting the films. The perpetuation of the mythology that black films don't sell overseas. The age-old mythology, which is just really irritating to me and completely offensive, is we don't know where to find the artists. We don't know where to find the films.
That's nutty.
They make films every day and try to get them distributed. That's the difficulty. Every year, the Pan-African Film Festival has a multitude of films. Every year, the Los Angeles International Women's Film Festival, San Francisco International Film Festival, the L.A. Latino Film Festival, the African American Film Festival down in Miami. There are hundreds of films that have platforms that are seen, and those studios do not send their sales agents there to buy them. It's that simple. Now, Sundance has broken through that. They've had a couple of hits, so, you know, it has that reputation, and they buy films. Also, we're gonna get the very patronizing argument when you play this. Well, what about Birth of a Nation?
Yeah.
It just sold for $17 million out of Sundance. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, that's one film. Next.
Yeah.
Let me introduce you to my one black friend at the cocktail party.
Yes. Which is so interesting in this case, because it's Hollywood, where everybody voted for Obama. There is no racism here.
Absolutely.
And indeed, I find it hard to believe that it's in a consciously racist thing. It may be like, nah, no, those black movies don't really, that's not what we want to do, because they have a niche audience.
Right. And I can say that because I'm a wonderful, you know, white liberal. You know, I'm not racist. And we all know as artists that the more specific you are, the more universal your story becomes. More people. I was on The Wire, and I'm stopped by the cat on the corner who was slinging drugs just as much as the little blue-haired lady at the Frick Museum on Fifth Avenue. You know, oh, Wendell, I saw you. I love Bunk. Say, bruh. listen, I can't talk to you real long. I'm running, but I love Bunk, you know?
So have there been times when you've experienced racial prejudice professionally? Been passed over for roles or not gotten projects financed?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I know that I've not gotten a role because I was black.
Specifically, you're certain of that.
Oh, yeah. You know, they come up with a rationale not to make the step forward. I actually was told by a casting director when I first got out of Juilliard at a major studio. I'll never forget this. And said, you know, I couldn't cast you in like a Shakespeare movie. Because there weren't any black people back then.
Really? Did you say Othello?
Right. I said, you know, as bad as Shakespeare was, he could not just make up Aaron the Moor and Othello. You say crazy things like that and then perpetuate other mythology because, you know, you would think everyone in ancient Rome and antiquity of Greece were all British men with RP from the West End.
Exactly.
Oh, Autolycus, I am going down to the Senate today and I hope... Will Socrates be there? I don't know.
Yes, exactly.
You will be amazed at some of the things you hear as an artist of color. I've been given a note in the middle of a scene. I can't find the way to say this. I don't know. Let me give you the note. Superfly. You know.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know what that means. You know, there's code, and you see it, and you hear it, and you just deal with it. And the way you deal with it is being the best artist that you can be.
It would be funny if to white actors, they said, you know, a little more FDR, please.
You know,
a little whiter, if you could.
You're from New York, you know, kind of the Lower East Side, a little more Woody Allen-ish.
Yeah.
You know?
So at the end of February, Oscar night, should people protest and not watch, or what do you feel about that idea?
Oh, please watch. I look forward to watching it because just to see executives squirming. I mean, when Chris Rock walks
out. I want the close-ups.
You know, it's going. And I hope they really zoom in on Ms. Rampling, who really just has a.
Charlotte Rampling, who said that it's racism against whites to be complaining this way.
Yes, says the elderly British woman.
Yeah.
Now, you can find the one movie that actually gave an old white woman a leading role.
Yes.
And honor it. So I actually celebrate the fact that they actually were able to do that. That is a celebration of diversity.
Yeah.
So she should have said, let me be an example of what you could do. I understand this protest. And
You should have been her writer.
The only one.
Yes.
But she was really thinking, oh, God, those Negroes. Stop my one opportunity. I've been waiting for this for 50 years. You know?
Yeah.
That's a joke I pitched to you, Chris Rock, if you listen.
Wendell Pierce, I could talk to you all day. It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
The pleasure's been mine. Thank you very much.
Wendell Pierce's new memoir about his life in New Orleans is called The Wind in the Reeds.